Laura Webber is a research associate at the UK National Heart Forum in London. Funded by the UK Health Forum, she's used simulation models to predict future impact of obesity on the development of dementia up to 2050. Could you tell us a bit more about the research and models you've used?
Both obesity and dementia are global public health issues. Dementia globally affects around 35 million people. And in the UK, there are currently around 800,000 people suffering from dementia at a total cost of £23 billion per year. I focused on obesity, and it's actually midlife obesity, so between the ages of 40 to 59 approximately, that confers an increased risk of dementia later in life. So there's around a 25-year time lag. We used a computer model of a simulated population to model around 10 million individuals. The model specifically targets the relationship between individuals changing risk factors and disease incidence. The risk factor distributions were determined by predictions and specified health interventions. So we were able to model the impact of cost and various public health interventions. There's a second part to the model, which includes disease incidence, mortality, survival, and relative risk data, as well as population data. So we use the projected BMI data to simulate a future incidence of disease based on the relative risk connecting obesity to dementia. The models, they're very data heavy. They include population data, so birth statistics, death statistics, fertility rates, a number of males and females in the population. And the simulated population is based on those population statistics in England. It also includes a large series of BMI data, and then it includes not just dementia in the model, it includes other diseases. So it includes a time series, so we're able to look at simulated changes in behaviour over time, and that's what gives us the projections. And we can do it to any decade, but predictions obviously get less accurate the more you project into the future. We found that the projected prevalence of obesity-related dementia in the over-65s increased by around 30% from 2010 to 2050.
Surprisingly, you found that with a simulated decreased body mass index, there was actually an increase in dementia. Can you explain this?
We were able to simulate a intervention that reduced population BMI in 2010 by 5%. To see what impact that would have on future rates of dementia. And initially that would actually increase rates of dementia because people within the model would be surviving of other diseases, such as heart disease, cancer. So they would be living longer and developing dementia. Then we were able to model the avoidable costs of dementia if there were effective interventions that were able to reduce obesity. So a 5% reduction in BMI would result in an avoidable cost of around £600 million in 2050, and that's in 1 year.
You mentioned that these are preliminary results. Are you going to do more analyses?
It was an exploratory analysis funded by the UK Health Forum. We'd like to do some more work in this area. It would be important to look at other risk factors as well. We have a tobacco model and we're building physical activity and alcohol models. And it would be good to somehow combine those risk factors and look at the combined impact of lifestyle risk factors on future incidence of dementia. We can also model these things in different countries, provided there are data available. And then looking at these impacts on different groups. So I haven't looked at sex differences or ethnic differences.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.